This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions, talking about the important things. Is your life worthwhile? I said yesterday that what we need in our lives, I think, is to take time for solitude, because I read in Isaiah 55:3 from the Old Testament, God saying, "Come to me with your ears wide open, listen, for the life of your soul is at stake." I think that's a powerful statement from God's Word. Many of us are terrified of being alone or quiet. It seems we can't function without noise or people. Because what happens if you've got noise around you? It stops you from thinking about the significant questions of life. So we do need time for solitude. Here are a couple of examples that might help. For example, mini solitudes. If you're driving or a passenger in a car, take a few moments or take a walk. Or just to sit on your bed for a while thinking and praying. Then there's the larger blocks of solitude, you know, where you can actually get away for two or three hours a day or a whole day, perhaps, and just reflect on your life. Write down the kind of thoughts that are in your mind. Are you a bitter person? Are you sad? What are you actually hoping for? Are there people in your life that you need to get things right with? See, we need to make space for God. As Isaiah says, come with your ears wide open. And then in Proverbs 16:3, we have this marvellous verse from the Bible, "Commit your work to the Lord and then your plans will succeed." So the question I want to ask today is, does your life honour God? In other words, it's God who made us. He placed us on this earth for a reason, for a purpose. Do you care about people? Do you honour God with the money that you actually earn? Do you develop people to their highest potential? Do you help people? Are you doing anything practical to help the hurting and the needy? Now, are your plans in life the same as what God wants for your life? What is it that you're doing? What are the motivations that drive your life? In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, "Those who follow Christ become new persons. They're not the same anymore, for the old life is gone and the new has come." I like Tony Campolo, and there's a lot of stuff that he says is just so good. He says there is a passionate love for God that he creates in us when we surrender to him. It's this love for him that's the basis of a new way of life that we can look at. God, who calls us, is intensely personal. He loves us so that he is helping us to encounter anything in our lives with that same passion. So God can actually help us to open up our lives, to give us the freedom to change, perhaps. Proverbs says, "Commit your plans to God and they will succeed." So honour God. Why did God put me here on this earth? What a marvellous question that is. I mean, God wants our life. He wants to be in a relationship. And I think probably one of the most basic questions is, does my life matter? Why was I born? Well, people have, I think, fretted over those questions since the beginning of time. Eve, you know, you have Adam and Eve, was insecure. And I guess she needed Adam to reassure her. In Jeremiah, we find the comment with Jeremiah, who was absolutely devastated at the time of his life, said, "Why was I born? Was it only to have trouble and sorrow to end my life in disgrace?" That's in Jeremiah 20:18. God had called this very gifted man to be a prophet, and yet he went through a very rough time. He went through a trial period in his life. So even the great people, God's people, can actually experience the down times. So other people kind of feel, or fall rather, into bad times. It was King Solomon who went down a road of pleasure where he felt that everything was just important that had to do with pleasure, but he changed his mind later on. If you've read through the popular book, The Purpose-Driven Life, you would have read perhaps in the second chapter about we're not here for any purpose of ours. Instead, we are here for God's purpose. God put us here. And we might ask the question, why am I here? But as Rick Warren says, we are here because God has made everything for his own purpose. That's in Proverbs 16, verse 4. Well, Lord, help us to get along with your grace, protect us from our own fears and our failures. And Lord, that desire to control others, we want to be a blessing. Make us a blessing to others, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.